could be. Oh yeah, I never dreamed she'd put the hurt on me. No, 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 no. But the day my baby caught her eye, she turned around and she stole my guy. Now the two of them don't want my company. Oh, there they go, there goes my ex-best friend with my ex-boyfriend. They're so in love and having so much fun.
I could have heard songs like that on the radio back in 1962. It could have gotten me out of the closet much, much earlier. That was actually a demo by songwriter Barry Mann, and in those days, it was common for writers to record demos of their songs in order to interest artists in recording them. And the gender wasn't the point, it was just to hear the song. These days, many of those old demos have found their way to CD, and I love it. This is J.D. Doyle, and since you had to click on this show from my site, you already know you're listening to part 3 of my June show, Songs I've Been Meaning to Play. I discovered Canadian artist Kate Reid shortly after she released her first album, called Coming Alive, in 2007. I thought the album was delightful, so I was very ready for her follow-up. And actually, as I write this, the CD is not released yet. But she had told me about this next song, and I begged her to send it to me early. How could I resist a song called Emergency Dyke Project?
We were driving along a winding highway road on a weekend camping getaway. There was a twisting, turning river churning right beside us. It was ready to spill over the sides. And the sandbags piled high on top to stop the overflow, and the cars were stopped up all in front of us. And on the road just up ahead there was a sign. I strained my eyes to read what it said, and it said, "This is an emergency dike project. There's an urgent roadblock. Please pull over here and wait. It's a necessity to keep a tight rein on the flow here. We'll let you know when it is safe to drive on through." I started thinking about emergencies, rivers and dikes, and how I fight the urgent me to wanna merge with the mainstream. How singing feels urgent to me, how I must hold tight to my identity, or I'm gonna watch it slip downstream. See a guy from a festival committee with a wimpy handshake told me, "Maybe I'd have played a little straighter in your application, Kate." And I said, "Thanks for the advice," and I walked away. But I got to thinking, wait a second, man, what's he really trying to say? Cause I've kissed a girl and I liked it too. In fact, I've kissed a few in my days. So how come I'm not famous for it yet? Well, I don't care if my boyfriend minds. Oops, I forgot I don't got one to hide behind. See, I'm not just here for some trendy joyride. I need an emergency diamond project. Seems there's a roadblock here to my success. It's a necessity cause a bandwagon's up ahead of me. And I'm still not getting waved through yet. Well, I must admit we're mostly lucky in this country. Being queer seems to be getting easier here every day. Except for the fear of coming out, being called names while walking down the street, gay bashing jokes in the staff room. What are we complaining about? We don't have to serve jail time because it ain't a crime no more. So what if they organized a vote nationwide to decide if they should let us get married? But the divorce law still specified man and woman because they forgot to change the wording, so gay divorce was technically illegal. Oh, good thing they didn't take a vote on changing that law too. That could have been hell for some people. Now while I'm at it, I'm on a roll. Just wind me up and watch me go. Let me pay you a little slice of lesbian life. Butch women aren't always welcome in women's public restrooms because some straight mom will insist you're in the wrong place, grab her kids and run, thinking you're a man. Then the small town hotel clerk asks, two beds then? And you and your gal say, no one will be grand. And then he looks confused and says, well, which one's the wife and which one's the husband? And then your mother asks, darling, do you have to dress so masculine? I mean, really, honey, do you have to be a lesbian? I need an emergency dyke project, one that defies heterosexual logic. It's a necessity because I'm an invisible minority, and conforming just ain't an option for me. So until I see us all out there on the big screen, on radio, in textbooks, and ads, and magazines, I'm gonna keep on living my dream. I'm gonna keep on being the real thing. And I'm hoping I'll work myself out of this job eventually. But in the meantime, I'd rather pass for a girly dyke than squeak by as a question mark. You know, I'd rather make my mark in this game. Cause I'm a dame making a name for myself. I'm a woman on the loose, loose lip and rocking the ship. Shit disturbing just for the fun of it. This is an emergency dyke project. There's an urgency to my work here every day. It's a necessity cause the mainstream can't seem to accept me. So I'll sing in bold, hoping this is history one day. This is an emergency dyke project. There's an urgency to our work here every day. It's a necessity cause the mainstream can't seem to accept you and me. So let's live in bold, hoping this is history one day. And I'll sing in bold to keep those homophobes away.
Local Houston artist I've been following is Mike Ator. That's spelled A-T-O-R. He's working on his debut album and has released several of its singles. I asked him about a couple of them, starting with Caveman.
Caveman was one of those rare things that just kind of happened all at once. It happened in a day. It started as an inside joke. A friend of mine, his kind of theory in a nutshell is that, you know, the world is full of people who've been reincarnated, and most of them are ancient souls who've come back to witness the end of the world. The chorus of the song is kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing, but it actually turned out to be a somewhat serious song. It's kind of a, you know, born of a little bit of personal struggle, I guess, and trying to answer what is my purpose here, and am I doing what I came here to do and that sort of thing. So it's all very high-minded and convoluted, but, you know, I guess at the end of the day, everybody who picks up on a song or a tune and likes it is going to assign their own meaning to it, and the song kind of has a life of its own, and that's kind of what you hope happens.
I come here to bury my dead, to empty my head. Instead I find myself painting it black. I'm so low, you're the top of the stack. Never occurred to me, oh, to put you back. Out from here, midst of a flood, mist in the mud. Sometimes I swear this rain ain't never stop. I'm so low, you're the cheese on top. Never occurred to me, oh, to let some drop. We just cavemen, or come to life again to witness the end of the world. Caught in a blank stare, I tell you I don't care, but there's more to this even I can bear.
The other song I was already a fan of. It's called Angel Beside Me, and I played the original version on my show about 2 years ago. But he's recently put out a remix of it, and now I think it's even more amazing.
I wanted to write something that, you know, was meaningful and had kind of a melody and a style that people could relate to. And it's about a personal take on the world and maybe spirituality and having made some mistakes in life and same time being very lucky and having a lot of good fortune and just finding yourself in the middle of all that. And so it's equal parts optimistic and pessimistic, if you will.
I know people who have gotten comfort from that song, taking the meaning that someone they loved and lost is beside them.
I've actually had several people tell me that, and others tell me that it's just a very comforting message or story that's being told, and you know, that's flattering and it's very reassuring. And as a songwriter, I would hope that the song takes on a life of its own, and this is a song that certainly has done that. I've played that in several different venues and situations and for different types of audiences, and I've sung that at memorials, I've sung that with the Gay Men's Chorus a number of times, performed it for World AIDS Day. So it's a song that kind of drags me around on its heels. And, you know, I'm always happy and eager to play it.
Mike Ader and Angel Beside Me.
Yes, the road is harrowing, ever long and narrowing, but I go, I know there's an angel beside me. I know I go, there's an angel beside me. I know devil strums on a single string, sing, do not endure the reckoning, but I'll go, 'cause I know there's an angel beside me. I know I'll go, there's an angel beside me. I know heaven bless me, my wasted soul, I can almost feel the blaze that I could bring around me like a halo. Sing but for the grace I go. Oh, here I go. Shoulder, it weakens me. Seldom keep, ever grudgingly. I go, I know there's an angel beside me. I know, I go, there are angels behind me. I know, I'll go, there's an angel inside.
Next is another song with an angel theme, and I got a chance to ask the artist, Liz Clark, about it.
Who's Your Angel is a bit of an old one, but that is really trying to say to somebody, I know I'm the right one for you. And you might not see it, but I know that you're going to look back at this and you're going to say that I was the best. So it's a bit of a front, you know, but it's also a bit of maybe some childish kind of naivete, kind of holding on to something that you really want to be there that might not really be there.
I love that song.
Aw, thanks. Thank you.
I know that's where I'm gonna stay. Deep in the mud of your past premonitions and your lovers that you call friends these days. There's a place in you I'm restricted to. When you keep me there, it's hard for you. But when you're far away, you know, just when you think it's but I just don't chance the easy way anymore. But I'm always in and down and up and out, and I
Was from the Liz Clark CD from 2005 called Hand on the Stove, but she has a new one called Pursuit.
This new record is about falling in love, and it's about knowing a bit more about with who I am, and knowing that even though you know more who you are more than ever, it's also a very fragile moment when you're just falling in love and you're stretching yourself. And it's also about what it is to be a musician full-time and everything that comes with that.
Why did you name the album Pursuit?
I named this album Pursuit because I had come to a point in my life where I was in pursuit of love. I was in pursuit of finding myself. I was in pursuit of getting the career I wanted in music. And I realized that when I was faced with that, that it was really quite scary.
What song on the album is getting the most attention?
I think the song that's getting most attention for me and for my friends and close fans is Break My Heart. And that's kind of one that I had written in about 5 seconds, it seemed like, and I didn't know where it was going to belong. And once it was recorded, it became quite clear that it wanted to be the opening track. And that one's my favorite, even though it's such a simple song and has the same chords all the way through. That one's my favorite, and I think it really sums up what the album, it should open this album.
It's my favorite.
Oh, good.
That's the one that comes back into your head after you've stopped listening.
Cool, that's really good to hear. That's really good.
Open up, nobody knows there, and You can tell me all your secrets, we'll know it's wrong. Tonight I'll go home and put them into a song and lean your world onto me. Ball your hands up beside me. Push your head into my neck and break my heart. And break my heart. Lean your world onto me. Break my heart. Fold your hands up beside me. Break my heart. Push your head into my neck and break my heart. And break my heart.
I want to chime in and explain that a side project of Liz Clark is touring with Julie Lloyd and Melanie Curtian, which they do under the wonderful name Girl Parts.
Do you plan to do any more touring or recording with Girl Parts?
Yes, that is really fun for me. I have the best time when I'm on tour with Girl Parts. And really the kicker is there is that we all three have different careers in music. We have different career aspirations in general. Julie is going to business school, which is very exciting. And we all just need to figure out when we all have time to get together. So when we do, it's the very best thing. And our goal is to mostly try to play women's festivals, gay pride festivals, summer fun gigs, and that kind of thing. So we're definitely hoping on sustaining that as long as we can.
I've seen Girl Parts live, and I think they are very fun. Oh, I want to make it very clear I'm talking about the band Girl Parts, and not the generic ones. Anyway, they have released a 6-song EP, and from it is a bit of banter as they lead into one Julie Lloyd wrote called Insomnia Song.
I was supposed to retune. The name of us, it's Girl Parts.
I love it.
We thought it was cute and funny.
But actually, almost everybody except for us that I told that we were having that name, they're like, really? I still love it.
But you know what? Really, we're not going to take it back. We're going to stick with something, even if it might be terribly wrong.
We have no commitment problems.
We should call it
something dirty. Yeah. We're calling it Girl Parts or Hot Licks. Which, okay, but licks with like two X's.
Ha! Or we could just call it Live Nude Girls.
Live Nude Girls. Hot Licks would be something like...
Yeah, like that kind of.
I don't think you're licking on this next song, are you?
No. Cool, that's cool.
You know, some vocal licks. Ooh, you know what I like the best about our group? We don't scat.
We don't scat.
Yet.
I'm counting every shape that ever went to sleep without me. And there's enough to last me all night. The first and the last that make up my past thus far. I'm counting the doors that I've closed and the ones I've left slightly ajar. And I'd invite myself in, but they aren't really mine to open.
first boy who kissed me on a stage in front of both of our families. Those high school plays where the playwright would tell you exactly what to do, exactly what to say. And are you counting the first girl who kissed me? The first girl who didn't smile at me politely. And I'm remembering the times her eyes were closed.
As you may have gathered, Liz Clark's partner is also a recording artist, Tessa Perry, and I ask her about her latest album called Weightless.
Okay. Well, they are all songs that I have written over the last 10 years, so you know they're like my children, and I wanted to sort of get them down and get rid of them in a hurry. I wanted to put them on an album and be done with them. And it's a very folksy album and has a lot of fiddle, bit of trumpet on it. I think songs sort of from growing of age, coming to age, and learning about myself.
Tell me about Brave Song.
Brave Song, oh, that's a good one. I wrote that when I first arrived into New York, and I'm from a very small village in Ireland. It has a population of 300 people, and going to New York was just the opposite end of the spectrum for me. I mean, it was a huge city, and it's a bit, the song is about, I sort of made it into sort of more of a love song and sort of seeing someone that I really fancy or whatever and not having the guts to go up to someone. But it was a bit to do with the big move as well and sort of having the nerve to go through with a few things, you know? So that's kind of what that one is about.
Yeah, she lives just across the street. I look, but we rarely meet, just to pass the time of day, which is hers, and the night it is mine. Oh, I wish I could be brave. Sometimes I take her to my hometown, show her the crazies, show her around. I just pass the time of day, which is sometimes we drink gin, invent a new till I win. Not just pass the time of day, which is her and night. It is mine. Oh, I wish I could be brave sometimes.
Tell me about a Scrabble song.
Scrabble song, that's about an old relationship and having hindsight, really, and seeing all the good bits of it and not just being very bitter about it and just sort of taking all of the good things. And again, it's about being brave because that relationship was in this very small town that I lived in, and it's a very sort of Catholic, little Catholic village, and, you know, I wasn't sure how that was going to go, of course. I guess the song I wrote maybe 3 or 4 years after we split up, and it was basically just seeing the good things and how great it was that we went through with it anyway, you know?
So you have songs on this album that someone would term lyrically gay?
Definitely, yes.
And was that a hard decision to do?
Not at all. I've been very lucky. My family are very open and supportive people, and even though growing up in a small village, I just always had this sort of safe haven at my parents' place. And I never really, because I never really had a problem with it, I found that not a lot of other people in the village had a problem with it. And in fact, I don't know whether Liz told you, but we got married there last year, or year and a half ago, and most of the village were there. And I think that was partly because it was free drink, because they love that over in Ireland. And partly because everybody was just like, yay, two people that love each other, go for it, you know? And we were really proud that day. So, I don't know, I think it depends. A lot of it depends on yourself and how you see things. And the album, I didn't even think about it, to be honest. I just went with it. And I have a lot of supportive friends and family, and I knew that that was all that mattered to me, really.
Not the most religious, but Jesus Christ, you should have seen us before the floor came. For every word you put down, a tongue for every triple word I found. We scored all the points in that little town. Maybe we were brave, two girls. Made me brave.
Producing queer radio sometimes means that artists I know send me MP3s of songs from albums that they are working on. An artist friend of mine who goes by Saturn recently did this, so I get to share with you his latest song called Oblivion.
On an empty road, I'm wondering why am I here alone? What was the reason? Was there a reason? I know that I was right, but with myself I picked. What were we thinking? Oh, were we thinking? When life throws you a curve, you do your best to move along. Well, I'm here moving, while inside I say, do you still love me?
I want to thank Phil, one of my internet friends, for sending me these two song clips. They are of the same song called Camouflage by The Temptations. Here's part of the 1962 version. Again, that was from 1962, and my point is that when they re-recorded the song in 1967, the G-word was much more known, so the lyrics got changed from, "They call me the Joker because I'm so gay," to, "They call me the Joker because I always play." Yes, you can't be having those gay temptations.
Sodomy.
That was Jay Rodriguez. Besides being an actor in musicals, some of you may know him from the TV show Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. He was the one they didn't give much to do. And that song was called Sodomy, and it was from a benefit concert album of the musical Hair. The guest cast included lots of gay folks like Leah Delaria, Harvey Fierstein, Charles Bush, John Tartaglia, Christopher Sieber, Billy Porter, and this next artist, Gavin Creel. By the time this show airs, we'll know whether or not his first Tony nomination turned into a win for the musical Hair. But in 2006, he released his only CD, which I really like. I couldn't play it then, as he was not out of the closet, but he is now. So from Gavin Creel's album, Good Time Nation, is the song Radio Lover.
So you're still driving a station wagon, so you're still living at home with mom and dad. That sounds just like the life that I once had. When what you want isn't what you're getting, when what you get isn't blowing you away, just turn me on and forget about today. I know you're bored with this life, I know you're sick of this song. I only sing so you'll think I'm the king, and then soon you'll be singing along. Down that bong, you gotta pick up this tune. And when you're singing along to my song, all the wrong will be right pretty soon. I'll be your radio lover. I'll get you happy and high. I'll be your radio lover. Put up your hands and dance with me tonight. Just turn it on, turn me in, turn it up and get down.
up your hands and dance with me tonight. Put up your hands and dance with me tonight. Put up your hands and dance with me tonight.
And besides that very power pop song, he can also sing ballads, like this one called Not Afraid.
When I wake up in the early light of morning, and I see your shining face here next to mine. When seagulls make their noise and wake the boys who have been sleeping, and the sun out on the ocean starts to shine, I will finally know the feeling. I will finally breathe the joy of the words that I've been too afraid to tell you, of the questions that have spun inside my heart, for the boy who somehow found a way to turn the night into the day. This is how I start. I am not afraid to love you. I've been practicing the words. I am not afraid to say them loudly, so anyone can hear. So anyone can hear. I am not afraid to hold you. Now you're sleeping at my side. I am not afraid to sing it to the heavens, to the rising tide. When seagulls make their noise and wake the boys who have been sleeping, and the sun out on the ocean starts to shine.
Again, that was Gavin Creel, and that song was written by Michael Arden. And I think Michael Arden is an amazing new talent, but it's not a secret. When Barbra Streisand produced her 2007 European tour, part of the act were four singers she called her Broadway boys, and Michael Arden was one of them. So you just know he's good. He's been on Broadway himself in Big River and has acted on television and is also an excellent songwriter. All that talent in one cute package. He didn't write this next one, but I want to play a song he did from a show called The Unauthorized Biography of Samantha Brown. The song is called Run Away With Me, and I want to highly recommend you find the video of him doing it live on YouTube. His acting in that song just blows me away. I have watched it many times, and every time when it's over, I am just amazed. Okay, too much gushing? Here's Michael Arden and Run Away With Me.
Let me catch my breath. This is really hard. If I start to look like I'm sweating, well, that's 'cause I am. I'm not good with words, but that's nothing new. Still, I have to try to explain what I want to do with you. With you, run away with me. Let me be your ride out of town. Let me be the place that you hide. We can make our lives on the go. Run away with me. Texas in the summer is cool. We'll be on the road like Jack Kerouac. Looking back, Sam, you're ready, let's go. Anywhere. Get the car packed and throw me the key. Run away with me. Sam, I know it's fast. I'm in love with you. Sam, it's crazy, but Sam, I'm crazier for you. I have these plans, Sam, I have these plans of a house that we build on a bay when we run away. Let me be your ride out of town. Let me be the place that you hide. We can make our lives on the go. Run away with me. Alabama heat, sign me up. We'll be on the road like some country song. Won't be long, Sam, you're ready. Let's go anywhere. Get the car packed and throw me the key. Run away with me. I'm not trying to make you a wife here. I'm not trying to tie you down. I'm just saying there might be a life here, a new one, as soon as we run, just as soon as we run. Run away with me. Let me be your ride out of town. Let me be the place that you hide. We can make our lives on the go. Run away with me. Mississippi mud, watch me slide. We'll be on the road like Jack Kerouac. Looking back, Sam, you're ready, Sam. Let me be your ride out of town. Run away with me. California dreams, here we come. Romeo is calling for Juliet. Ready, set, Sam, you're ready. Let's go anywhere. Say the word and I'm already there. Run away with me.
And I've run out of time on part three of my Songs I've Been Meaning to Play show. If you've gotten this far, well, you've got stamina, that's for sure, and I thank you for it. I want to close by sharing a segment I did for This Way Out Radio News Magazine a few weeks ago. It was such a fun piece that it needs to be archived here. It features Jen Foster talking about her latest release called I Didn't Just Kiss Her. This is J.D. Doyle, and that was a little bit of Katy Perry's smash hit, I Kissed a Girl, and she's an artist who definitely knows how to create controversy. Among the different opinions are that the song is homophobic, that it promotes homosexuality, that it's demeaning, and that it condones cheating on a boyfriend, and some say Perry is using Bi Curiosity to exploit the gay community to sell records. All this was much too much to resist for Nashville artist Jen Foster, who has just released a single that is, well, sort of an answer record. It takes things a step further and is called I Didn't Just Kiss Her. Jen, what inspired you to write this song?
Well, it originated with hearing the Katy Perry song and just the huge response that song got. So it got me thinking about the other side of that story, and I wanted to tell it. So that's kind of where the song came from.
How is it being received?
It's getting an incredible response as far as, you know, 24,000 plays on MySpace in a week. And tons of emails, tons of comments about it, mostly positive. There have been literally only two emails I've gotten that were from people that were offended a little bit by it or thought I took it too far.
Do you know if Katy Perry has heard it?
I don't know. I know that I've had a lot of fans that have posted about the song on her page and a few people that have called her hotline about it. But no, I have not heard anything about it, if she does know.
There are a lot of people saying that Katy Perry is just using the gay community. What's your take on that?
You know, I tend to give artists a lot of creative leeway because I'm one myself. The way I see it, she had a brilliant gimmick. It kind of walked that line between pleasing the mainstream and sort of perking the ears of the gay community a little bit. And, you know, it was a smart business move is what I think.
This song is a bit different than the songs you are known for. Are you concerned this may change what people think your music is?
So I've had a little bit of response from fans that aren't crazy about it because they're used to my sort of, you know, deep, meaningful folk ballads that I usually write. It is different for me, but I don't see this as changing what I do that much. I just kind of see it as a musical adventure of sorts. It was fun. I had to go with it. You know, it came to me. It was almost like a gift from above. The song really was written in about an hour. It just felt right.
Well, I think the song is irresistible.
Thank you. Well, that's what I was hoping. You know, I was kind of hoping it would be something that the gay community would embrace because it is that other side of the story that they're so upset. You know, I get the gay community feeling the way they do about Katy Perry, but I thought they would appreciate this side of the story being told.
I didn't just kiss her. We went all the way and liked it. What's the point of trying to hide it? You never know till you've tried it. I didn't just kiss her. She put it on my tongue and licked it. I think she wishes she could forget it. But she sure seemed to love every minute. Oh, oh, I don't know what the problem is. Why she gotta try so hard to keep it all a secret, yeah. A secret, yeah. I didn't just kiss her. We went all the way and she liked it. She likes to think she didn't invite it. But these scratches on because she tried to fight it. Oh, I didn't just kiss her. She whispered what she wanted to put in there. Swore that she'd respect me in the morning. But when the sun came up, she left without a warning. Oh, oh. I don't know what the problem is. Why she gotta try so hard to keep it all a secret, yeah. A secret, yeah. She said she only kissed me for the boys' attention. She's trying to blame it on a little too much booze. But I can testify she knew what she was doing. It was almost like she'd done it all before. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. Bitch.
she only kisses me for the boys' attention. She's trying to blame it on a little too much booze, but I can testify she knew what she was doing. It was almost like she'd done it all before. I didn't just kiss her. No, I didn't just kiss her. I didn't just kiss her. And I sure do miss her, 'cause I didn't just kiss her. Oh.